I'd like to share just a small Torah from a beautiful little sefer called Brechos HaMa'ayan on the Chamesh Megillos. It was a sefer that was published in 2006, Be'ilum Shem, that means anonymously. And in the section on Megillas Rus, he explains a pasuk from the second parak of Rus. Boaz says to Rus, or really about Rus, Yishalem Hashem pa'alech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reward you for your actions, Usihi maskurteich shleima me'im Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay you in full, Shlema, Hashem should pay you in full for all of the kindness and the goodness and the sacrifice that you've made. Asher bas lachsos tachas kanafav, that you've chosen to come and to join HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you've allowed yourself to come and seek refuge under His wings, to come tachas kanfei Hashchina. What's amazing about this pasuk is that there's a medrash in Rus Rabba. It appears in Parsha Hay, in Oz Dalid, and it's very, very puzzling, and many mefarshim have tried to make sense of it for a long time. The Medrash quotes the first part of the pasuk, Yishalem Hashem pa'aleich, Usihi maskurteich shleima me'im Hashem, that again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reward your actions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay you in full for everything that you've done. And says the Medrash, commenting on this pasuk, Amar Rabbi Chasa, Asher bas lachsos tachas kanafav, says Rabbi Chasa, why should you be paid in full from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Asher bas lachsos tachas kanafav, because you've come to seek refuge underneath His wings. So we would say to Rav Chasa, it's a beautiful pshat, but all you've done, Rav Chasa, is quote the end of the pasuk. Rav Chasa quotes the second half of the pasuk. It's a very, very strange Maimer Chazal. What did Rabbi Chasa add? And that's really the end of his teaching. The Medrash goes on and quotes Rabbi Avun as saying something different. So what does it mean when Rabbi Chasa taught the second half of the pasuk, ki'ilu he was saying a chiddush, when again all he's really doing is citing the second half of the pasuk? And again, many mefarshim are trying to make sense of this medrash. Now we do have a medrash, a psikta of Rav Kahana, which says that in fact asher bas lachsos tachas kanafav is not really the drasha that's being made here. Rather, the medrash wants to explain what is the reward of Rus, and the medrash over there darshins maskurteich shleima. Shleima should be understood as Shlomo, that the descendant of Rus will in fact be Shlomo HaMelech. But that's not what we have printed in our edition of Rus Rabba. In our edition of the Medrash Rabba, it says, again, the first half of the pasuk, you should be rewarded in full. Amar Rabbi Chasa, why should you be rewarded? And all he does is he quotes the second half of the pasuk without any interpretation whatsoever. Why should you be rewarded in full? Says Rabbi Chasa, Asher bas lachsos tachas kanafav, because you've come to seek refuge, tachas kanfei Hashchina. So all the mefarshim want to make sense. What's Rabbi Chasa adding? What's he explaining? Again, we have a similar thing in Pirkei Avos, when Shmuel HaKatan quotes a pasuk, and it's offered as ki'ilu, it's his Maimer Chazal, it's as if it's his Mishnah. Does it mean that Rav Chasa felt a strong connection to this pasuk? He hasn't added anything, he hasn't given any explanation, or so it seems. So in the Brechos HaMa'ayan, the following explanation is found, and it's a beautiful, beautiful explanation, which touches on a very fundamental yesod of Schar Va'onesh. He explains as follows. Mefarshim asks the question, the Gemara in Kedusha and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis teaches us that Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka, which means that a person doesn't receive reward for mitzvos in this world. We know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah as well, Hayom La'asosam, U'machar L'kibol Scharam, and that's the klal. Today we do our shtadlus, we put in our efforts, we do our mitzvos, and we hope that La'asid Lavo, at some later point a person will be rewarded for his efforts. That's the Gemara in Kedusha and Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Schar Mitzvah, the reward for mitzvahs, Baha'i Alma, in this world, Leika, does not exist. The question that was raised by the Rebbe of Heschel of Krakow. Rebbe of Heschel of Krakow lived in the late 1500s, early 1600s. He was a tremendous, tremendous Gaon, a Polish Gaon. Much of his writings in Lamdus are not available to us, although some is. And for better or worse, some of his Torahs have been preserved in a small little volume of Drushim Vagados called Chanukah Satorah. It's a beautiful little sefer, but it only gives us a tiny glimpse into the brilliant and creative mind of such a Gaon and Tzaddik. He was the Rebbe of the Shach and many other distinguished Torah personalities in the 1600s. So his questions are often very creative, and his answers are often very creative. And he raised the following question on this klal from the Gemara in Kedushin. A person is not rewarded for their efforts in this world? That's interesting. The Torah tells us in Vayikra Perek Yutes, Lo salin pu'ula sachir itchad boker, that you're supposed to pay, you're expected to pay, it's a mitzvah to pay, one's worker on the day that he performs work. And in fact, it's a very, very serious halacha. Right, so the question is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not feel obliged to pay us on the day that we work? We know from many sources that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim the Torah. There's a Medrash like that in Shemos Rabbah. There's a Yerushalmi like that in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We know that just like we wear tefillin, the Gemara in Brachos says Hashem wears tefillin. So if Hashem is bound by His Torah, if Hashem practices what He preaches, so shouldn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu need to pay us just as He expects us to pay our workers on the day that they perform a particular avoda? So the Rebbe Rav Heschel from Krakow offers an explanation based on a deep understanding of the halacha in Hilchos Schiros and Choshen Mishpat in Siman Shin Lamed Tes. And over there, where it describes the severity of not paying at length at the beginning of Siman Shin Lamed Tes, the severity of not paying one's worker on time, if you look at the end of Siman Shin Lamed Tes, there is what appears to be, at least superficially, an exception to the rule. And that is when a person is hired by way of a shliach, then the Baal HaBayis is not obligated to pay, or better said, he's not in violation, formally, of Baal Tullin if he doesn't pay him on the day of his labor. So therefore, says the Rebbe of Heschel, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get out of rewarding us in this world for the Torah? How could it be Schar Mitzvah Hai Amaleka? Didn't the HaKadosh Baruch Hu hire us to work for him? And the answer is, sort of. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was mekabel the Torah and gave it to Klal Yisrael, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not in violation of the Isser of Baal Tullin, of not paying one's worker on the day that one works. Explains the Brechos HaMayan in the name of the Mefarshim, with this we understand the beginning of Pirkei Avos. How does Pirkei Avos begin? We always begin the study of every Perek with the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Le'olam Haba. Every Jew has a portion in the world to come. So if you'll ask the question, why am I only getting paid in the world to come? Why am I not getting paid in this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't you practice your own Torah? Where it says, Lo Salin Pu'ula Sachir Itchad Boker. Shouldn't you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have to pay us on the day that we work? So what's the answer to that question? Begins Pirkei Avos, here's the answer to the question. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. That since the Torah was given to us through a shliach, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to pay us in this world. He's not in violation of Baal Tullin, and therefore Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek, yes, you will certainly be rewarded, but that's only going to be in Olam Haba and not in Olam Hazeh. However, there may be a very fascinating exception to the rule. The Mefarshim point out, based on the Gemara and Makos and Daf Chav Dalid, that while most of the mitzvos were heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara brings a remez to that extent, in Maseches Makos, that Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that Torah is Gematria 611, the Gemara says. So 611 mitzvos Tziva Lanu Moshe were commanded to us by way of the Shliach, by way of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the first two, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first two words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first two Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, number one, and Lo Yia Lecha Elohim Acherim, number two, the Gemara says, "Mipi Agvura Shemanu." We heard them directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when it comes to those two mitzvos, we actually do deserve to be paid in this world. And in fact, the Medrash says so explicitly, that anything that we have, any of the pleasures, any of the benefit that a Jew reaps in this world, is Bishvil HaAmunah. It's because we fulfill those two mitzvos, which we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were hired directly by Hashem, Kivyachol, to practice that mitzvah of Amunah, believing in Him. And of course, the counterpart to that mitzvah is the second of Hashem's dibros, which is Lo Yelacha Elohim Acherim. So those two mitzvahs, in fact, a Jew can get a schar for, even in this world. Says the Brecha Samayan, continuing, the piece itself is found on page, in case anyone has a chance to get their hands on the Sefer, it's on page 95 to 98. So it continues the Brecha Samayan at the bottom of page 96. He says, perhaps with this, we can understand the pasuk in Koheles. And he quotes the Chavos Ya'ir, Rav Ya'ir Chaim Bakrek, who was a German Rav in the 17th century, in the 1600s, who explained the pasuk as follows. Tovim, I'm not sure where he found this from the Chavos Ya'ir, but the Chavos Ya'ir apparently explained the pasuk in the fourth parak of Koheles. Tovim hashnayim mina echad, asher yesh lahem schar tov ba'amalam. The pasuk pshat is that when two people work together, it's a good thing. But the way that the Chavos Ya'ir apparently understood this pasuk, Tovim Hashnayim, great or beneficial, are those two mitzvos, Min HaEchad, which we heard directly from the Echad HaMiyuchad, which we heard directly from Hashem. Why is it beneficial? What's so good about emuna that's again that's expressed through Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yeh Alecha Elohim Acherim, which we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What puts those two mitzvahs in a different category? Tovim Hashanayim, good are those two mitzvahs. Min Ha'echad, which you heard directly from Hashem. As the Pasuk says, what? Asher Yeshlem Schar Tov V'amalam, because a Jew can in fact receive Schar for those two mitzvahs. When it comes to those two mitzvahs, which we do not receive through a Shliach, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu practices his Torah, Bal Talin, Lo Salin Pula Sachir, Va'ikra Perak Yates, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us immediately for our efforts in Inyanei Emuna Ubitachon. With this explains the Berachos Samayan, we can understand a very, very heavy Mishnah in the sixth parak of Avos, in Parak Kinyan Torah, the added parak to Meseches Avos, the Brice of Kinyan Torah. It says in Kinyan Torah, in Parak Vav of Avos, it says, Kachi Darcha Shel Torah. This is the Derech of Torah. This is the path of a person who wants to have success in Torah. Pas b'melech tochal, a person should eat nothing other than bread with a little bit of salt, umayim b'msura tishta, and he should drink water in measure, v'ala aretz tishon, he should sleep on the ground, v'chai tzar tichya, he should suffer, live a life of deprivation, a very difficult life, uv'torah ata amel, and he should study the Torah, and ima ata osa kein, and if he does such a thing, ashrecha v'tov lach, ashrecha b'olam haza, v'tov lach li'olam haba. It'll be good for you in this world and the next world. That's the very demanding and weighty Mishnah that's being presented to us, or Brisa really, in the sixth parak of Avos. So the question is, Pas b'melech tocha, mayim b'sur tishta, chaye tzar tichya, that's ashrecha b'olam haza. Is that really an example of a beloved life in this world? This was a question, parenthetically, that was asked to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was once asked, how can you say that this is kachi darcha shel Torah, to live such a difficult life, and ashrecha b'olam haza? I understand the tov lach li'olam haba, I understand how it'll be good in the next world. But how is this ashrecha b'olam haza? Where's the pleasure of this world that's found in this? And the Chazon Ish answered that the key to understanding this Maamar Chazal are the words im ata osa kein. If you're willing to try it, if you're willing to do it, if a person falls wildly in love with the Torah the way the Chazon Ish himself was, you'll realize that it doesn't bother you in the slightest to eat bread, to drink water, to sleep on the floor, to live a life of physical discomfort. None of it means anything because you're tasting the pleasure of Torah. But you have to be involved in it, you have to be osek in it in order to appreciate that. Imata osekin. If you're willing to do it, once you've tasted it, once you've experienced it and bought into it, then you'll realize ashrecha, even in olam haza. But it's a hard thing for a person who's an outsider to appreciate. So the question is a very strong question. It says the Berachos Samayan, ashrecha olam haza. This is ashrecha olam haza. This is the joys of this world, the way we would simply understand it. This is a pleasurable lifestyle, a life that seems to be, again, superficially so not pleasurable, very hard to understand. So explains the Berachos Samayan, no, you have to read the Mishnah even more carefully. Let's read it again. Kachi darcha shel Torah. This is the derech of Torah. Torah, again, is alluding to that Gemara in Meseches Makos that says that the Torah, the 611, Gematria Torah, the 611 mitzvos we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore don't expect to get paid in this world. You were makabel the schiras, you were hired for the job through a shliach. And a shliach who hires someone on behalf of the Baal HaBayis is not in violation of Baal Talin. So when it comes to Torah, kachi darcha shel Torah, when it comes to the 611 mitzvos, don't expect to get paid anything in this world. However, continues the Brice, listen carefully, uvit Torah atamel, that adds the letter Beis, Beis Torah, Beis plus Torah is 613, for the other two mitzvos that we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uvat Torah atamel, for the bit Torah, the bat Torah, the 613, those other two, Anochi and Lo Yelecha, then Ashrecha, even Ba'olam Hasa. For those two, it's going to be good even in this world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays a person for his emunah, he rewards him and gives him the pleasures of this world by being ma'amin that it all comes directly from Kutshu Brichu. Explains the Berachos Hamayan, this is perhaps the secret of the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh Anochi nosin lefnechem ayom bracha uklala. So again, if you'll ask the question, what do you mean bracha? I thought we don't get bracha in this world. I thought Tzchar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Leka. So he explains, Re'ei Anochi, but if you pay attention to Anochi, if you see how Anochi is Nosin Lefnechem Ayom, if you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented the Mitzvah of Anochi to you, and you have a Muna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then yes, Nosin Lefnechem Ayom Bracha. Then a person is even able to receive Bracha in this world. And all of this, says the Brechos HaMayan, sheds light on the puzzling medrash that we began with. Again, just to review. The Pasuk in Rus says, Yishalim Hashem pa'aleich usihi maskarteich shlema mim Hashem. That we should be so greatly, Rus should be so greatly rewarded for her efforts. Amar Rabbi Chassa says in the Medrash, Asher boslach sos tachas kanafav, for choosing to seek refuge under the wings of Hashem. All that Rabbi Chassa has done is quote the end of the Pasuk. So what's the pshat? What's he adding? Rabbi Chassa is answering our question. If Kedushin Lamed Tesamud Beis teaches us that you don't get rewarded in this world, so why is Boaz saying to her that I give you a bracha that you should be zocha to have schar in Olam Hazeh? As the Gemara in Yavamis on this whole sugya of Rus and Boaz and the Ami, the initial conversion of Rus is discussed. Yavamis Memches Amud Beis. Maskorteich means in Olam Hazeh. So if you'll ask the question, what do you mean? How is Rus going to get paid in this world? How could it be that she's worthy of reward in this world? Don't we have the rule of Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka that we don't get rewarded in this world? Explains Rabbi Chassa, no, you need to understand. Asher Bas Lachsos. The reason that she's rewarded in this world is because what? Is because she chose a path of Amunah. That Maskurteich Shleima. Why is she going to be paid not only in the next world, but in this world as well? Because she took upon herself the Mitzvah of Amunah. She believed in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it was very difficult to do so in light of her personal suffering, and she chose to be brought under the wings of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis, B'chocha sisi ho she'eni b'kol rodfai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I seek refuge in you. And because of that bitachon, I'm able to be rewarded. Why? Because bitachon flows directly from Amunah. As the Ramban writes at the beginning of his Sefer, Amunah bitachon, that Amunah comes first. Amunah is the faith, the potential for bitachon, and then bitachon is acting upon it. And Rus, in an unbelievable way, acted upon it, and therefore maskorteich shlema. Explains Rabbi Chassa, again, he's really only quoting the Pasuk, but perhaps what lies behind this cryptic medrash is Rabbi Chassa is implying a question. How could it be, like the Gemara says in Menachos, that she rather in Yevamos, that she deserves to be rewarded in this world? What type of reward does a person get in this world? I thought the reward is for the next world. Explains Rabbi Chassa exactly. However, Asher Bas Lachsos Tachas Kanafav. When a person makes a serious choice of Amunah, a person is worthy of reward even in this world. So again, it sheds light on this remarkable medrash. It answers perhaps a secret that many Mefarshim, both before and after the Brechos HaMayan, have tried to explain this medrash. But most important of all, it teaches us a tremendous yesod in Schar Va'onesh and a very practical word of chizuk when it comes to deepening our Amunah and Bitachon. To realize that for the many mitzvos that we do, and we wait, and we wait, and we wait to receive the reward at some future point, we should know that when we make sacrifices of Amunah and Bitachon, and deepen our belief and awareness and trust and faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Jew will reap the benefits even in this world below. Emir Tz Hashem, we should be zocha to live this Torah.